This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Good morning and welcome to The Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis. The Fan Early Morning Show for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CJR Wholesale, the sponsor of The Fan Early Morning Show. So, Pitt men's basketball is the talk of the town right now, I think, for sports. I mean, we want to talk about the Steelers as well, but they're not in season. Pirates aren't quite there yet, so, I mean, Pitt men's basketball is what we're looking at right now. They have gotten hot down this stretch, beating teams like Duke, like Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame is not doing well this season, but, yeah, just some big names to hold your heads high against. And Pitt right now is 6-6 in conference. Now, they've got about a month's worth of games left. They're like 8 or 9 games away from the finish of the regular season. What is it? It's like mid-March is their last game of the season. They're 6-6. To make it to the tournament, it's not impossible, but it seems like they're going to have to win almost every game down the stretch. Not impossible, but definitely a challenge. But they are impressive. I mean, they started out the season struggling mightily. I mean, they had a good non-conference, you know, before winter break stretch. And then they struggled in early January against those conference opponents. And then they've recover. They've gotten back to 500 against conference opponents, and they're still 15-8 overall. They're pretty good. I mean, they're a good basketball team, and they have, again, they've recovered from their struggles at the beginning of January to kind of be in the conversation now. I mean, they're ninth of the ACC teams in men's basketball. They've got a game. Their next game is going to be on Tuesday, so they have this weekend off. They're playing Virginia next Tuesday, and then their last game is March 9th. So they've got 8 regular season games left on the schedule. So it's and the last team they play is NC State. So they'll play NC State at home on March 9th, their final game of the year, of this season. So, they're an exciting team, I'd say, to watch. There's somebody to pay attention to. I mean, you'll at least be entertained down the stretch, even if they don't make the playoffs. But, I mean, it's exciting when you have a basketball team in the area. I mean, obviously, Pittsburgh does not have an NBA team. So, when you have the opportunity to watch, you know, skilled basketball when Pitt's doing well, right, like that's exciting. So we'll see how they do. Again, they've got a tough task ahead. I mean, they've got to win just about all of their regular season games to make it to the tournament, even if they want to try to qualify. But I mean, they're 15-8 overall, again, and 6-6 in conference. So go Pittman's basketball. I'm rooting for them, and of course you can root for them with us here on 93.7 The Fan because we have coverage with the flagship home of Pittman's basketball. So listen on the Odyssey app, listen on your radio whenever they've got a game, follow along, and we'll see what they do. They got a big win yesterday, 67-64 Pitt over NC State. You can call me as well, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callus underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. You can talk to me on there as well. Mention me in a post, and I'm likely to respond to it. Still planning my trip to Bradenton, it seems. Planning my trip to Florida. Jeff Hathorn talked about over the last 3 weeks with Crowley out that I should invest in a trip, invest in a vacation to Florida to watch spring training, be there, because I'm a baseball guy. I like baseball. It's my favorite sport, and I dedicated roughly 15 years of my life to playing it, so never being to spring training is something that Jeff Hathorn said I should experience. Then I got my guy Steve on Twitter. Seems like a nice guy who said we should organize a GoFundMe for Callus to go. And I said, I'm not going to stop you. Not going to stop any of you. You can certainly organize that. Not going to stop you. Certainly don't want to ask you to do that, but not going to stop you for sure. It's very kind of you, although no. I'll make my own arrangements. I just got to plan it out, though. I mean, probably not going to go for the workouts. I was talking about that. I mean, if you've ever been to the workouts and they're worth watching, I mean, give me a call, 412-928-9370. Just some of the practices they do before they get into the exhibition games against other opponents. I mean, is that worthwhile? You can kind of sprinkle that in there as well. If you want to call and tell me about your spring training experiences, you want to tell me if it's worth it to go, what it's most worth to see. Because, I mean, Jeff was telling me, too, when they have their open workouts, like people can sit and watch them practice, which I never knew was a thing. I know before games you can go and watch batting practice, but that's more like formalized, and batting practice is fun because sometimes you can get souvenirs out of it. But like to watch drills and workouts, I mean, is there an appreciation for that? I just never considered it. But I mean, if you've ever sat out and watched, I mean, like, is it a worthwhile experience to watch them work out? Is it just worth it for the games? Is it worth it for all of it? Should I stay just a weekend, or should I tell my bosses and my job's like, hey, I'm staying for a week or two? I mean, what's the move for spring training? 412-928-9370, let me know. But Jeff Hathorn, he wants me to go, and we'll see. I might need a vacation, too, now that Crowley's back as well. I'm not 10 minutes into us talking before the show. We got into an argument, and I'll tell you what it was about right now. The Milwaukee Brewers signed Gary Sanchez to a contract. I believe the report came out yesterday. It definitely came out this week. I know I saw it because we were talking about it. I think it was yesterday. But, you know, we're talking, and I'm like, well, there's a reason why, you know, like a lot of other teams didn't want to sign him. I mean, I think that, I think that teams didn't have an interest in him, and they waited so long to sign him, and he's like, oh, well, they signed him, that's what they do, they wait, and blah, 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 and he's talking about all this stuff, so I'm sure we'll have that conversation again. I mean, I'll address it right now with you, because that's one of those signings that also could have been interesting for the Pirates. I don't know how you can, I mean, if you're one of those people that criticizes the Aroldis Chapman deal, how you would then be happy with a guy like Gary Sanchez, who, I mean, he's hit or miss. Now Crowley pointed out, okay, well, he's at a 780 OPS last season, and that was fifth among catchers in baseball. And I mean, look, he does not have a steady average. He hit 19 home runs in 75 games. Well, is he a rental good replacement bat? I mean, he might be, but he also could, you know, revert to his 2018 self where he batted under 200. And I mean, I know all the Pittsburgh fans out there that would bring Austin Hedges' name back up. I mean, the only thing Gary Sanchez does better, Gary Sanchez, I think, has a stronger arm, struggles more defensively, though, just has a more lazy type of attitude about him. And I mean, again, like he's power strict, and that's risky. I mean, I don't think that you want to build around that guy. Now, I mean, it would be a rental if you're just trying to find a suitor for Andy Rodriguez till he comes back. And I just think that, you know, with the catching guys that are already on the roster, I mean, I talked about Carter Bins being exciting, not that he's the answer, but like he's somebody that the Pirates traded for to try to develop. I mean, they traded Tyler Anderson for him and got a few prospects back. He was one of the prospects that the Mariners gave up. So I think that you want to roll with the guys that you have on that roster right now and just see who you have. I don't think Gary Sanchez is somebody you want to add, even as a rental. I mean, I'm good with him. I'm good without him, is what I mean. The Brewers can have him, and the Brewers, they're in an odd situation. Like, I mean, trading Corbin Burns was a very interesting move. Like, they look like, you know, they had their contention here for a couple years, and now they're looking to just sell house and reset and go back down for the next few seasons. I don't know if they're looking to compete this year. They got better odds to win the division than the Pirates do. We talked about that yesterday. Doran brought that up, which is just nonsense. But I mean, the Brewers, they're in a spot where it's like, okay, they're going to take a stopgap catcher and they're going to start to rebuild. Like they don't have too many superstars, like legitimate superstars, on the roster anymore. So I mean, signing Gary Sanchez makes sense for them. I don't know how much sense it would make for the Pirates. And I'm excited to see Henry Davis catch and have the opportunity to catch. It's rough that it was rough when they were in a situation where they had to choose between Endy and Henry. It's unfortunate that Endy got injured as well because you wanted to see him. But now that you can have Henry Davis catch, I mean, find another outfield option. Don't go and I think it's settling when you settle for Gary Sanchez. I mean, again, he's a home run guy. He's a power bat. That's whatever it's going to be. But like, if the Pirates are making a push toward August and this dude's in the lineup and he keeps striking out, not running hard, which is something he's done in the past, like he's just not, I think, an option that the Pirates should have considered. And I'm glad that the Brewers got him. I mean, the Brewers are not in great shape right now as a team. I mean, they've tried to contend a couple times in the last 8 years, and they almost made it to a World Series, but didn't get there. And so here they are now. You know, trading Corbin Burns was kind of the signal that they're like, okay, well, maybe it's time to just put some patches together, acquire some prospects, and we'll try it again in a few years. I mean, that's the way I look at it. So good for them to get Gary Sanchez. And the Pirates, I think, again, like Henry Davis catching with a guy like, you know, Jason DeLay as the backup, or if Carter Bins figures it out and he becomes the backup, or he becomes good enough to at least be on the roster. You know, he got the non-rostered invite. So I'm good with that. And Henry Davis can really, like, show us, like, okay, well, you were a catcher as you were drafted, you don't have to play the outfit anymore. Like, I think that there's still some options out there where they could sign an outfielder and, or like use one of the guys on their roster in the depth that they have to play the outfield and let Davis go and catch. Like, Henry Davis not in right field is not the issue to me. Like, Henry Davis being a catcher, it does not seem like it's going to be a huge issue right now. And if it becomes one, send him back to the outfield. But for right now, I'm going to have faith in his defensive abilities. I think he's going to be able to maneuver the position well enough. Maybe even thrive. I mean, we'll see. I think it's still exciting to watch him catch. And again, we're not necessarily celebrating that Andy Rodriguez is injured. But while this is the case, it's going to be unique to have Henry Davis go and play the catcher position coming up this season. And a guy like Gary Sanchez, like a stopgap like that, like I'm not interested in that way. You have guys on the roster. I mean, if they didn't have a Henry Davis, or if Henry Davis was truly a primary outfielder, yeah, then you're not going to shoehorn him into catcher. You're gonna try to bring up the guys that you have or sign a guy like that. But like, they've got Henry Davis. And Henry Davis right now has a higher ceiling than Gary Sanchez does, and I'm just not in the mood for some of the attitude that he's displayed in recent years, especially with the Yankees when he was on their team, and then, you know, just some of his struggles defensively and just the high strikeouts. Like, I mean, if he were, I mean, he's hit 30 home runs in his career, like, one season. But, like, most of his seasons, he's looking at, like, 20-some. I mean, that to me is not good enough. If you're batting toward 200, like, I want to see a little bit more. Now, I also argued that Austin Hedges should be the catcher. And I did that last year. I really didn't think he was going to bat that poorly, and his defense was doing well, but then the catcher's interference started happening, and I had to eat my words. He was not the option either. So, like, I mean, again, it's kind of like that, too. It's like Gary Sanchez is, like, the opposite. I mean, Gary Sanchez is, like, not great defensively, but, like, hits home runs, especially. Like, Austin Hedges was the specialty defender, and we knew he couldn't hit. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, signing that guy, it's not going to make us happy. It's, like, not going to. I don't think it was going to make us, like, thrilled. So the Brewers getting him is one of those things where, like, the Brewers are, they seem like they're holding up. They're waving that white flag now. They're not seriously contending for anything next year. I don't believe. And a lot of their transactions this offseason have demonstrated that they're not. So, like, signing Gary Sanchez it's not doing much for them. He's just a guy to fit a role. And I don't want a guy on the Pirates to fit a role now. Like, I want acquisitions that are going to contribute to their prolonged success. Henry Davis, I believe, is going to contribute to their prolonged success, whether he stays a catcher or whether he plays the outfield. And I hope that Andy Rodriguez contributes as well, but we won't know because he's not going to play this season. So that's my take on that. 412-928-9370. You're welcome to call, and you're welcome to present your opinions this morning. We can talk about anything. Probably touch on the Steelers a little bit as well. I didn't find the time to talk about Art Rooney's comments from Tuesday, so we'll get into that a little bit coming up next. But you can talk Pittman's basketball. You can talk about the Penguins. They finally figured out the power play, right? You know, talk about them a little bit as well. You talk Pirates baseball with me. You can tell me how spring training is. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director here at The Fan, and was an interim host here on the morning show with Doran Dickerson the last 3 weeks while Crowley was out, encouraging me to go to spring training, take a vacation this February or March, and go watch baseball down in Florida for a weekend. If you've got any experiences in spring training that you want to share with me before I make my final decision, before I decide to schedule my flight and stay down there, yeah, give me a call. Tell me about it. You can also talk to me on X at Callus_33, that's CALLAS_33. And the phone number one more time, 412-928-9370. I'm going to talk more sports when I come back. My name is Nicholas Harry Callus, and this is The Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check out special financing for qualified buyers on new Silverado 1500 trucks. Still kind of warm right now. It's cold, 31 degrees, but the high is going to be 57 today when the sun comes up. Low is going to be 30. Then tomorrow it's going to get even warmer. High of 58, low of 43. Partly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. You can expect a 40% chance of rain over the weekend, and temperatures will dip back into the mid-40s for the temperature highs, it seems, next week on these early projections. That's Van Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Quick note on the Steelers. I want to pay off that tease. Art Rooney's going to have the final say, and sometimes I believe that, like, owners or, like, the corporate people, I mean, this could be in any job as well. Like, they kind of just, like, they say something, right? Like, oh, yeah, everything's on the table. They say that to, like, appease people because, you know, the public knows that they're in charge. But then, like, internally, they'll still trust their management team to do this stuff. And, like, Mike Tomlin's, like, a manager, right? He's the head coach. And he's going to be trusted to do stuff, it seems. And Art Rooney saying everything's on the table just seems like, you know, a PR move where it's like, oh, yeah, everything's on the table. We're going to make changes because I'm the owner. I'm the CEO. I'm this and that. You know, it's all the same to me, really, which is why I didn't, you know, take too much time to really assess that. But then it became a hot topic throughout yesterday. So I just wanted to address that, just address my perspective on it. Like, we see that all the time where, like, an owner, a CEO, some in-charge business person will make some comments just to, like, appease people. But then, like, management will go and still do what management's going to do. A lot of times based on the owner's direction, but that doesn't mean that, you know, the owners or the people in charge don't just say things to make sure that the consumers are happy. And I think him saying anything's on the table can, like, satisfy fans knowing that they'll make the necessary changes while not necessarily implementing the changes that they promise. So, I mean, we just have to see. We just got to wait. I mean, we'll see what's on the table. I would like a Justin Fields trade, but that's whatever it's going to be. That's up to them to find the right fit, find the right transaction for that to take place. I also want to say it was announced on Monday, Ron Cook is retiring, and I believe today is his last day. So Crowley comes back the day that Ron Cook retires. It's a happy day, and it's going to be a sad day. I like seeing Ron every day, and he always comes in and says hi before his show. And, you know, I appreciated working with him in the short time that I've been able to, but he's been around, of course, since the beginning of 93.7 The Fan here in Pittsburgh. So I wanted to say a formal goodbye to Ron here on the radio as he goes to Florida to live for the foreseeable future here. So I like Ron Cook, nice guy, and bittersweet day. Crowley's back, so it makes me kind of happy, but Ron Cook's leaving the business to retire, so that'll be a day. But I want to let you all know that I have a lot of respect for Ron Cook, and he's a good guy. So he will be missed around the office every day when he goes to live in Florida.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.